From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio, rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Well, today's program is made possible in part by a longtime sponsor of On the Farm Radio, and we appreciate their support, Feedworks USA. They provide specialty feed ingredients for the livestock industry. More information at FeedworksUSA.com.
If a hurricane hits, have what you need to weather the storm. Now is the time to put together a disaster supplies kit. For a list of items to include, visit redcross.org. This message made possible by the Teresa and H. John Hines III Foundation.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, I recently had the opportunity to speak with Angela Thomas. She's with Bonnie Plants about a donation effort where backyard vegetable gardeners can donate their surplus produce. It's called ampleharvest.org.
There is. And again, home gardeners didn't know that there was kind of an organized effort or way for them to find a place to donate it and not let it go to waste. And so Ample Harvest has, like I said, great technology, great mapping on their website where they've connected with these food pantries all around the country. You can type in your zip code, see what's close by, and then I actually see the hours and when they accept donations. And then you can take your tomatoes, zucchini, whatever you have. It doesn't have to be a lot. You know, a small grocery bag is perfect and typically adds up to about 25 pounds if you fill up a grocery bag you have at home.
Once again, that address is ampleharvest.org. Sponsored in part by Bonnie Plants.
You are listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
If your soil could talk, what would it say? If it's healthy, it may already be saying some good things about your future. Because farmers who use soil health building systems that include no-till, cover crops, and diverse species and rotations report greater productivity, profitability, and resiliency to weather extremes. Learn more about what your soil is saying about its health and your future. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
Our pearl of wisdom today is one of my all-time favorites. It was sent in probably 20 years ago by a four-year-old boy by the name of Matthew. His pearl of wisdom reminds us all, don't be mad, don't be sad, just be happy. Thank you, Matthew, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.